Kufnun Dalin, Mechavah Shel Ir, there was a square, open square in the city, that was sometimes used for tefillahs by fast days, everyone got together. Apishim Spalim Ba B'taniyos, Ein Ba Mishum Kedusha. You know, people get together and daven and doing fast days, doesn't have Kedusha. V'nishi, Arai, it's only a temporary use for davenings, primarily used for just gatherings or other type of public situations. Also, the houses or courtyards that once in a while people use for davening do not have kedusha because it's not set aside for kedusha. It happens to be that sometimes people use it. If the derech is that they use the chutz of the shul for davening because they have a whole bunch of minyanim and it gets crowded, then it does have a kedusha of the basic classes. Sid beis asoichin beis and mispalim by ein. People just rent an apartment for a specific amount of time. It's not open-ended. Then it doesn't have kedusha because if it's only a temporary situation, if it's an open-ended rental, then it's more of a problem. And many people should hold such a case. It does have kedusha. One should ask a shayla in such a situation. If a place is also used for learning, the shubur brings a shay tshuva that says right over there, it has kedusha, Rebbe Kiddush, and even though it's rented for a temporary amount of time, but since it's used not only for tefillah but also for learning, it's a more kfiyastik type of use, and therefore it has kedusha.